Charles C.V. Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. A new CBS News poll's out, and many Americans are concerned about President Biden's mental capacity following a poor debate showing. Our Jennifer DePinto has those numbers.
Nearly three quarters of the electorate, 72% of voters, don't think he has that cognitive health. And that includes 4 in 10 in his own party.
Maryland Governor Wes Moore weighed in on Face the Nation.
It wasn't a great night for the president or for Donald Trump, but I also do know that performance does matter.
Hurricane Beryl is still a Category 3 storm, but is slowly strengthening now as it barrels towards Barbados. Meteorologist John Cangelosi with the National Weather Service and says for now, the U.S. seems to be in the clear.
More or less a week away, and you know this wouldn't be something that unexpectedly turns sharply northward, let's say in the Florida. That does not seem to be in the cards.
Caribbean leaders are urging folks on the islands, however, to take shelter and prepare for a hard hit. CBS News Brief, I'm Monica Ricks.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Visit any Wisconsin farmers market and chances are you'll find Hmong vendors. Mike Mohn reports on efforts to attract new and younger Hmong Americans to agriculture.
Wisconsin has the third largest Hmong population in the U.S., that according to UW data. Only 2% are officially employed in agriculture, but researchers suspect that number is underreported. Yimua Yang of the Groundswell Conservancy senses a changing of the guard with older Hmong producers nearing retirement. Some of their adult children express interest in taking over, but she adds their mindset is different than their parents.
Older Hmong farmers, farming is therapeutic for them. They're making a little bit of money, but also farming and gardening makes them happy. The difference is that these younger farmers, they want farming to be financially sustainable.
Yang says land access is a major challenge for emerging Hmong farmers, and her group is working with partners like the Michael Fields Agricultural Institute to create funding solutions to address this problem. Yang would also like to see policy adjustments dealing with how long a farmer can rent land. And there's a new federal program helping with land access, but Yang says more support is needed. She feels giving younger Hmong farmers peace of mind might inspire them to further explore what they grow and sell.
Unlike Minnesota and the Twin Cities, where there's a big concentration of Hmong consumers, in Wisconsin, the Hmong community is sort of scattered throughout the state.
That means these farmers have to focus more on marketing mainstream fruits and vegetables to non-Hmong customers. But Yang suggests if groups like hers get more bandwidth, the next generation of Hmong producers will be in a better position to grow culturally specific food. This is Mike Mohn for Wisconsin News Connection.
This is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
The Brewers lose to the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers losing before a sellout at American Family Field, nearly half of them Cubs fans, as Chicago pulled off a 5-3 victory Saturday. The Cubs jumped out to an early lead with a single, then a two-run homer by Chicago's Michael Busch on just the first two pitches of the game, Brewers starter Tobias Myers.
I think a lot of it's just baseball. They were aggressive today. They know what I've been doing the last couple weeks is attacking with the four-seam, so I think they did a pretty good job of coming out and putting some good swings on some fastballs.
The crew battled back to a 3-3 tie until reliever Yoel Piamps gave up a walk and a home run to Ian Happ in the eighth. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
You're in the major leagues and you're pitching at that time in the game. Walks are not a possibility. I mean, it's just not part of it. If you look at our pitching staff, a lot of our success, and it's been great this year, of not giving up free bases. The home run is the home run.
That's Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm a pretty great multitasker. I can wash dishes and do laundry. I can roller skate while walking my dog. I can even order lunch while doing my homework. But I can't use my phone while driving. A distracted driver is one of the leading causes of death in the United States. So when it comes to driving, please, don't be a multitasker.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Sunny skies today, highs in the upper 60s and north winds of 5 to 15 miles per hour. Overnight, mostly clear, will drop to the upper 50s. On Monday, sunshine and lower 70s. A couple of showers developing Monday night.
Currently 62 degrees.
Ready to hit a home run at your next tailgate or special event? Step up to the plate with Danny's Meats and Catering. They're your MVP to irresistible box lunches. Become the game day grill master with the Danny's Freezer Pack full of meat selections. Whatever the occasion, Danny's has you covered with a winning lineup of top-notch venue, catering, and Hickory Hall packages that will knock it out of the park. Why settle for anything less than a grand slam? Swing by 4 Mile Road in Racine or cateringbydanny.com.
Every weekend, the Lanes on 20 in Racine delivers the pins, the pub, and the performances. Leave the long work week behind as the thunderclaps of pins fill the air. Grab a seat in Angry Brothers Pub featuring great weekend barbecue and Mexican specials. Pair it with a cold craft beer or a game day drink special. The area's best live music is on the patio from 3 to 6 every Sunday afternoon. Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun at the Lanes on 20 just west of Green Bay Road.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed.
1400 WRJN. The music of the stars is on the air. Happy birthday, us. I'm Lou Regano, your host. Enjoy, you've earned
this
it.
This land is your land. Land is my land, from California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forests to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me. As I was walking that ribbon of highway, I saw above me that endless skyway. I saw below me that golden valley. This land was made for you and me. This land is your land. This land is my land. From California to the New York Island. From the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream Ocean. This land was made for you and me. I've roamed and rambled, and I followed my footsteps to the sparkling sands of her diamond deserts. And all around me, a voice was sounding. This land was made for you and me. This land is your land. New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream Ocean, this land was made for you and me.
Oh, the sun was shining, and I was strolling, and the wheat fields waving, and the dust clouds rolling, as the fog was lifting, a voice was chanting.
This land was made for you and me.
This land is
York Island, from the redwood forest to the Gulf Stream water. This land was made for you and me. This land was made for you and me.
The echo of a thousand ringing bells. I can smell the cannons and hear the people's yells. Long live George Washington, their ghostly voices say. And I still feel his spirit to this very day. I can see a young boy growing straight and tall, and as I watch him hunt and ride, I've no doubt at all, it won't be long till he's full grown, and then will come the day he'll become the president of the USA. Long live George Washington, I hear the people say, he's the first and greatest president of the USA. I see him fighting engines up on his great white horse. I feel the loneliness he felt while steering history's course. He was first in war and first in peace, and he was first again in the hearts of everyone of his countrymen. Long live George Washington, I hear the people say, he's the first and greatest president of the USA. Well, in those days at Valley Forge, he held his men in hand, then crossed the Delaware, and there in Trenton freed this land. He's the father of our country, and to this very day, he's the first and greatest president of the USA. Long live George Washington, I hear the people say, he's the first and greatest president of the USA. Long live George Washington, I hear the people say, he's the first and greatest president of the USA. He's the first and greatest president of the USA.
That is Fess Parker. This was the climax. Pitifully short of food and supplies, the tattered American army is reduced to a mere handful. While destiny held its breath, General George Washington courageously faced the most awesome challenge of his career.
All right, once again now.
Yes, sir.
You think I ought to surrender in the blue blazer or the trench coat?
Well, the trench coat is nice, sir, but...
Let me slip the blue blazer on once again just to give you the idea.
Sir, that won't be necessary. I remember the
blazer. Well, I'll just give you the idea.
You've tried it on 12 times, sir.
Well, you can't rush into these things.
Pardon me, General Washington.
Yes, who are you?
Snyder's my name. I'm from American Bell & Bell. I've got a statement here that's 2 years overdue for that big 5,000-pound job in Philadelphia.
What? You expect us to pay for that bell? Huh. Had a crack in it as long as your arm.
Well, I don't know anything about a crack. All I know is I'm supposed to get something on the account.
Look, I'm going down in history at the moment. Could you come back in a little while?
Well, if you could give us a portion of it now and the balance after you get the country straightened out.
Yeah, well, we'll see. Now I'll leave it up to you, Mr. Snyder. Do you see me surrendering a blue blazer with antique military...
Watch yourself, sir!
Buttons, not too ivy, just...
General Washington, sir.
Yes, what is it, Lieutenant?
I have an idea how we might not have to surrender after all.
What do you mean? I'm all dressed for the occasion.
But, sir, your country is at stake. Now, here's my idea. You know the Rockwell boy who works on Franklin's magazine?
The one he just hired?
Yeah, skinny kid with a pipe.
Right.
I can have him here in 15 minutes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
I'll get him a big piece of canvas, 500 yards long, some brushes, a lot of paint.
I see.
But we've got to work faster.
Mm-hmm.
Finish by daybreak. Now, here's my plan. While the British are sleeping...
Morning, Lord Cornwallis.
Oh, hello, Bradshaw. Fine morning, isn't it, old man? Just the sort of morning to defeat the American rebels, right?
Right, sir.
Well, then, shall we mount the attack and muddle through to victory? What was that?
English horns.
No, before that.
Gunfire. Oh, the Americans, General. Look, they must have brought up 20,000 fresh troops during the night.
Yeah. Let me have the glass.
Here's it.
No, the other one. Jove, you're right. Look at them all out there. How fierce they look.
Why, they're not moving a muscle. Seem to be frozen in their tracks, almost like a painting. A grim visage of war. My, look at the determination on that fellow, the skinny kid with the pipe. Hello, they've begun their barrage.
Great heavens, Lord Cornwallis. I'm afraid we've had it.
Yes. Well, time for the better part of valor and all that. Shall we go?
After you, sir.
Righto.
The thing is working, Lieutenant.
Well, I don't... Wait! General Washington!
Huh?
Here come a couple of British officers waving a white flag!
Say, we surrender! We give up! Stop all that dreadful shooting, old man.
All right, wait a minute. Let me kill the sound effect here. Okay, you guys. Strike the war set. Roll it up.
Good heavens. We've been diddled.
Did I hear you surrender there?
Yes, but look here, Ophel, it's not cricket. You're not playing the game.
What's that?
We thought you had a whole regiment here. Look, Bradshaw, the whole thing was nothing but a ruddy painting, a backdrop.
That's right. Well, a little gimmick I thought up there. Actually, our army was routed yesterday. Nobody here but me, the lieutenant, and the skinny kid with the... Where'd he go?
You rolled him up in the backdrop, sir.
Oh, yes. Well, release him there. You all right, young man?
Give him a pipe.
Poor Reg. Has his pipe jammed in his cheek. Give him a hand, Bradshaw.
Yes, of course. Ruined a good Cape Woody there.
Fortunes of war.
I say, Lord Cornwallis, this whole thing is...
No, Bradshaw. Well, you fellows win, I guess.
Yes, well, that's the way it goes, you know.
Well, of course, the king will be livid.
Mm-hmm. Well, you still have most of the rest of the world. Mustn't be piggy.
Quite so, yeah.
Say, you mind if I try on the sword there?
Go right ahead.
Yeah, all right. What do you think? Is it me?
Lord Cornwallis.
Is it me?
It's you, yes. What is it, Bradshaw?
Oh, could I speak to you privately?
Yes, all right. Excuse us, please. No,
if you'll permit me, sir. There's only the three of them. Now, one signal from you, and we'll take them all prisoner.
My dear fellow, look at it this way. Now that those chaps have won, this makes us foreigners, right?
Right.
And we all know how foolishly generous the Americans are.
You mean?
Yes. Tomorrow we apply for foreign aid.
I say, what a smashing idea.
You ready, gentlemen?
Any time, actually.
Dory Sherry,
Revolutionary War!
Mr. Freeburg?
Yes?
I'm from the Daughters of the American Revolution!
Later.
The United States of America.
Music of the stars. Stan Freberg did all that. What a guy. I'm Lou Regatta, and these programs, all 5 hours of them, and over the past few weeks and months, are archived. civicmedia.us. This kind of music, there's more to come. The Racine Concert Band. 102 solid years of free concerts. Sunday nights. All the way through August 11th, this summer. At the Racine Zoo Bandshell. Bring your blanket, especially tonight, and lawn chairs. I'll have a weather forecast. Music starts at 7:30. Next month, August, 7 p.m. WRJN's own Don Rosen hosts the evening. Holiday Inn. Fred Astaire, 1942.
That you're homely, just as homely as pie. But this is Washington's birthday, and I've got to say, you're beautiful, 'cause I can't tell a lie. I could say that you're stupid, nothing up in your crown. But this is Washington's birthday, and the truthful he of the cherry tree would look down on me and frown. I could say that I hate you if I try, but I've got to say I love you, 'cause it's February the 22nd and I can't tell a lie.
Happy birthday, us. We deserve it.
You're enjoying your 4th of July weekend. I want to begin today by saying a special word to the U.S. men's soccer team, who represented America so well the past few weeks. We are so proud of you. You've got a lot of new believers. And I know there's actually a petition on the White House website to make Tim Howard the next Secretary of Defense. Chuck Hagel's got that spot right now, but if there is a vacancy, I promise to think about it. It was 238 years ago that our founders came together in Philadelphia to launch our American experiment. There were farmers and businessmen, doctors and lawyers, ministers, and a kite-flying scientist. Those early patriots may have come from different backgrounds and different walks of life, but they were united by a belief in a simple truth, that we are all created equal, that we are all endowed by our Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these rights are life.
Fortunate fellow,
and a privileged person,
such a privileged
Frank Sinatra with Fred Waring and the Pennsylvanians. And this is the music of the star. WRJN. The Civic Media Radio Network. John
Wayne. We hear a lot about war or hurricanes that hit our shore. We hear a lot about hard times and a good deal more about the crimes that make the front pages of our news. But all that does is sing the blues about America. Now, what are the good things in our lives? About the men who love their wives, who take their kids when they go fishing, spend their working days just wishing to make things better. A fireman who climbs a tree and sets a little kitten free. A policeman who helps you cross the avenue. A man who stops when you're broken down and asks if you need a lift to town, or simply says, "Friend, what can I do?" Have you stopped at a grocery store and watched a kid who's bit off more than his 5 or 10 cent piece can chew? He needs just 2 cents or 3 to get that soda pop, you see, and you get that feeling? Why not? And you come through. And how about on a Sunday morning, the sun's up high and the day is morning and church bells break the stillness in the sky? All your neighbors and your friends climb in the family car again and go to church. Never question why. Then you look at the USA, the folks at work, their kids at play, and looking back, you see how hard they've tried to keep this country free and strong. And somehow you've known all along the answer's here, right in your own backyard. For as long as you believe in love and faith, hope, God above, the future of this land of ours is strong. And most of us feel just that way, and that's the truth. So let us say, America can't be so very wrong.
Music of the Stars, Rondell High Noon, every Sunday, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. And here is a little ditty with the Pennsylvanians and Bing Crosby and Fred Waring.
So good,
never had it so good,
never had it so good, sister. Miles of happy faces,
stars.
Different styles and races, still we're one big neighborhood.
You never, I mean never, ever had it so good, so good, so good.
Cream on your apple pie.
That's good.
Mountain streams and fish to fry.
Yum, yum.
That's good.
Flag that you can wave about.
That's good.
A mind that you can speak right out. That's good. That's good.
What our forefathers said still goes. Any American knows. So
you never had it so good.
You never had it so good.
You never had it so good.
You never had it so good, sister. Miles of happy faces,
style.
Different styles and races.
Still, we're one big neighborhood.
You never, I mean, never, ever had it so good. So good. So good. So good.
Corn upon the Kansas plain.
That's good.
And frozen foods in cellophane.
That's good.
That's good.
A hot dog in a bleacher seat.
That's good.
A town hall where the people meet.
That's good. That's good.
old John Hancock, he said it fine. He put it right on the line. You never had it so good, Hester. You never had it so good. You never had it so good, sister. Miles of happy faces, different styles and races, still we're one big neighborhood. You never, I mean never, ever had it so good. So good, so good, so good. Not a
Music of the Star. Here's a clip from the 1954 Oscar winner for Best Black and White Picture, Bing Crosby and Jacqueline Fontaine of Kenosha.
Office here and the high school there, and if we fail to put up a jail, we hope you don't mind. Round here we'll have no galoot, who totes a sixer to shoot, for in our plan each citizen will be the respectable kind. Railroad station here, Opry House will be there. We'll do our best the uncivilized West to conquer and tame. We'll settle for not less than a town that's pure and spotless, or mud will be our name.
Smith.
Hello, everybody. It is my happy privilege to introduce a new song, God Bless America.
Yep, 22 years ago. Sounds better now.
This is the music of the stars.
We'll be right back. are never far away from me. When we part, I hold your memory. You linger in my dreams when day has flown, and through the lonely night, I'm not alone. And when people care as you and I, there's no sadness in the word goodbye, because you're all.
Of the stars. I'm Lou Regani, and thanks for being here. Happy birthday, America. Happy birthday, us. Enjoy, everybody. You've earned it. Next week, more. And this program is podcast on civicmedia.us. Keep your dreams alive and reach for the stars.
W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.